The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. The Son of God testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I basically read the entirety of the gospel again a second time. Emphasis upon those things which are going on in our gospel. Those things especially where Jesus is talking about those who don't believe. Jesus says no one accepts his testimony. No one listens to him. He's not saying absolutely zero people listen to him. He's saying for the majority, most people don't. And because of that, because they don't listen to him, the wrath of God is upon them. We need to take that as a sober statement, recognizing what Jesus says in other places in the gospel, that not everybody is going to be saved. It's true. In fact, most people aren't going to be saved. That's what Jesus says. But what our job is to do is to make sure that we ourselves are first among those people who are being saved. That's why you're here today at Mass. It's actually really good to see that there are so few people here, just you. It's more intimate that way. It's like we can pierce more intimately into the mystery of God because there's few of us here. But when we go forth from here, we have to ask our Lord, is there a way that I can shine for you that will let other people know that what I did here today and what I experienced here today at the Holy Mass goes with me and they want to take part of it? You know what one of the great things that you should do today is? And this is what I challenge you to do. I challenge you to do the opposite of what it says here in Scripture. Because Scripture gives us a way of those who are not on their way to salvation. He says, the one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. Those are the ones who aren't accepting God's message. So, if we go out of here and we just talk about people, if we just speak gossips, if we just talk about what's going on in the political sphere out there, if we just talk about what's going on the natural level, we're speaking of earthly things. Those are earthly ways. But what God says, he speaks to us in Philippians and he says, what you really should be speaking about and meditating upon is whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is good, whatever is excellent, whatever is praiseworthy, the things of heaven. So one way we can judge ourselves today is, are we spending more time speaking about the things of God than we are speaking of the things of this earth? Are we spending more time trying to encourage people in Christ, or trying to just gossip or talk about things that don't really matter and aren't going to last for eternity? If we spend more time speaking about the things of God, that's one way in which we can be an example to those who are with us and hopefully raise the level of conversation. I need this teaching just as much as you do. Just because I'm a priest doesn't mean I'm always speaking about the things of God. I need to work in this too. Maybe with our prayers together and our desire to love God in this Holy Mass, we can ask him to set our hearts more upon things which are above, that we may truly let the eternal life of Christ live within us and remain within his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.